Okay, we're back here on the game. John, Tyler, Mitch with you until 5:30 once again today. Yet another angle in a piece out about Bill Snyder and Sean Snyder that we will discuss at 5:10. You can check it out on my Twitter account. I know I retweeted it, J.O. Kurtz, if you want to see that. We will debate whether or not one of us has committed a sin to the show at 4:50. And a little bit more. My biggest takeaway from the Royals game coming up next segment, which is a fun one. This is not going to be nitty-gritty baseball talk coming up next segment. I can promise you that. We'll speak with Julian Applebone here in just a minute from Draft Express on Wesley Iwundu's likelihood of getting drafted. We're talking Christian Colon in the open here, whether or not he is a Royals Hall of Famer because he has been designated for assignment and is out of options. So unless he clears waivers somehow, he's not going to play for the Royals anymore. In this series of roster moves, the reliever that they called up, did you see the unique story surrounding
Al Albuquerque?
No, Manis.
Well, okay, there's two of them that they called up.
Right, so. But Manis is a guy who had a surgery done that's basically a replacement for Tommy John. So He came back in like 6 months as opposed to could be 12. I mean, sometimes It's a full year. Sometimes guys are missing over a full season with Tommy John. Some new experimental surgery that's being done, and he has been able to come all the way back this fast despite being kicked to the curb by his last team. So we'll see if he continues to be successful. This could be a new wave in the way things go as far as UCL injuries. They would just have to come up with a better name. The article I was reading said they don't really have a name for it yet. You know, not anything catchy like Tommy John. I don't know if Manis.
Seth Manis.
Doesn't have the same ring, right?
SMS. Seth Manis surgery.
SMS. I could see that. I could see SMS. Okay. That's not bad. That's, very 2017. Mm-hmm. I like it. All right, let's welcome in Julian Applebone from Draft Express. Wesley Iwundu, as we talked a lot about yesterday on the show, is at the NBA Draft Combine, which is going on this week. Many mock drafts have him as a draft pick, be it either a first-round or a second-round pick. Appreciate the time joining us, Julian. When you evaluate Wesley Iwundu, what do you see as the biggest strengths in him right now?
Well, with Wesley, the biggest strengths for me are just the versatility that he brings, and that versatility is both on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. He's unique in that he's a guy with good size who can handle the basketball and pass. And on the defensive end, I think he's got the potential to be able to guard multiple positions, both guys on the perimeter and some smaller forwards on the interior.
When, to your knowledge, did he really start to get on the radar of those in the NBA or just your radar working with Draft Express? Because some of the reaction around here has been surprise, just that we looked up towards the end of the season this year and all of a sudden he is in mock drafts. I think people were taken aback and were not necessarily expecting him to be there.
Well, with him, I think he was always sort of intriguing because of his body and his physical profile. He has great size, but the skills had never really caught up to his body, and he had always been sort of a weak shooter or almost a non-shooter until this year. So I think he was always sort of being monitored, but the fact that this year he kind of revamped his shot and he shot much better from the perimeter, I think really rose his stock, and that's the reason he sort of solidified himself as being in the draft conversation.
So how likely do you think it is that he does get drafted?
I think it's pretty likely, and I think he's got a wide range where he could go anywhere at the end of the first round to somewhere in the second round. But I just think because there's some upside with him, and it's hard to find wings in the NBA these days and guys who can guard multiple positions and do all the different things that he does, I do think there's a pretty good chance that he gets drafted.
Talking with Julian Applebone from Draft Express covering the NBA draft, that's the part to me that makes it difficult is looking at it. It would seem like he's probably more of a second round pick, and it just I don't know too much about the NBA draft, but it seems like such a crapshoot with all the foreign guys that get drafted in the second round. I mean, if he slides to that area, does it become fairly dicey?
If he slides into the second round?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a low risk option in the second round because I think you're going to be getting a guy who can defend and can handle the ball, and he's got the size. And there's tools there to work with. So I think, and if he can certainly continue to straighten his shot out a little more, which he has shown that he can do, I really think he's a low-risk, high-upside kind of guy.
Do you think, as far as the draft process is concerned, Kamau Stokes is another one that turned heads around here because he put his name in the early entries list for the NBA draft, but I don't know that many of us anticipated him being an NBA type of guy. With the way the rules have changed, do you see any harm in a guy doing that at this point?
Well, I don't think it's a no-harm situation. It certainly benefits the players in that they have this opportunity to go and get feedback from NBA personnel. But there is a certain chance, for example, you go to the combine, you play some five-on-five, and you have a poor showing, that's going to resonate with the NBA guys who saw you. So, you know, you do have it is to your benefit to declare and get feedback, but that's not to say if you go and play and don't have a good showing, that guys aren't going to have a set opinion on who you are.
Talking here with Julian Applebone from Draft Express about Wesley Iwundu. And, you know, I'll ask this question too, and I understand if you don't have enough familiarity with the K-State roster, but with Kamau Stokes, Barry Brown's a guard that's here that I know Bruce Weber had said had explored going the same early entry route just to get some feedback. Dean Wade seems like a guy on the roster who would be one that just because of his size and skill set has a shot at the NBA. I mean, do you see anything else there on the K-State roster that would, you know, be a guy that has a chance at the NBA?
You know, I think down the line they have a few interesting prospects. And the guys you mentioned, Barry Brown, Stokes, Wade, and then Xavier Sneed is the other guy who I think is sort of interesting. I don't see any of these guys as currently being in the NBA draft conversation, but some of them are certainly interesting and they have tons of room for growth. And with the departure of Iwundu, a lot of these guys should get increased playing time next year. So I think there are some interesting prospects there, but I don't think any of them are quite in the NBA draft conversation yet.
Well, a couple quick ones before I let you go, Julian, and again talking with Julian Applebone from Draft Express. You know, we here in Big 12 country saw a ton of Josh Jackson. Where do you think he ends up going as of right now?
I think he'll end up being in the top five. And if I had to guess, I would say between three and five is most likely for him. I think Fulton Ball are most likely to go one and two in some fashion, and I think he'll fall somewhere after that in the Tatum, the Aaron Fox, in that range.
Well, you mentioned Lonzo Ball, okay? And this is my last question. I asked this almost in jest, but with everything with his dad, with LeVar Ball, does that put any kind of fear into NBA teams thinking about drafting him? Does that hurt his draft stock at all?
You know, I personally don't think that it does. I think it's more something that has been blown out of proportion. I think he can play, and he's got such a unique skill set, and he's such an interesting and unique player that I don't really think teams are going to shy away from drafting him just because of his dad.
Well, interestingly enough, I think most people agree with you. I've been surprised that it does look like number two is where I see him the most. Julian, appreciate the time. Thanks for filling us in on Wesley Iwundu and other K-State players. We'll continue to read your work at Draft Express. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there's Julian Applebone here on the show. Coming up at hour two, which is short, we'll have You Can't Be Serious at 5:25, where we get you off to the Royals. New Bill Snyder scenario that was brought up by another Sean Snyder, Bill Snyder piece that I think could make things somewhat messy. We'll talk about that at 5:10. But coming up, man, one of the classic sports venues, especially in Major League Baseball, catering to the enemy. I don't really like it. We'll talk about it next.